Message number 472. Virgin Mary, so many false religions and false doctrines created out of the imagination of humanity now infest the earth. Friday, June 29, 2012 at 09:20 a.m. My child, a terrible darkness descends over the world as the apostasy which grips it deepens. Love for God has been cast aside. Love for my son has dwindled, and in its place is a love of oneself. Greed and a love of power infests souls everywhere, and the pursuit of self-love has been admired and accepted as being the correct way to live your lives. Children, it is at this time that you must pray to help enlighten those souls who are in the dark. They do not know the truth of my son's sacrifice or what his terrible crucifixion meant. His gift of salvation has been cast aside as if it never happened. Then those who are aware of what his death on the cross meant have decided to look to different false gods in order to bring them peace. They will never achieve such peace. Peace of soul can only be brought about through allegiance and prayer to my son. Only the pure and humble of heart who place their full trust in him can have eternal life. So many false religions and false doctrines created out of the imagination of humanity now infest the earth. So many are being guided by dangerous false beliefs that they will lead lost souls to hell. The fallen angels are everywhere, children. Be on your guard, for they will target especially all those who honor me, your beloved mother, in order to confuse you. They will prevent you from praying. They will plant constant doubts about the love of God in your minds. They will distract you with temptations of the senses. It will take much prayer to keep them away. My rosary is your most important protection. My son at this time is granting many graces to those who listen here and accept his holy messages to the world. He does this to give you strength and perseverance in this mission to save humanity from eternal damnation. Accept these graces, children, with love, for you are very special to have been chosen to follow him at this time. As his remnant church on earth, you will need the bread of life at all times, for you will not find this journey easy. Here is a special crusade prayer to help keep you strong in your mission. Crusade Prayer 63, preserve me on this journey. My beloved Mother of Salvation, I ask you to pray that I am given the food of life to preserve me on this journey to help save all of God's children. Please help all those who are being deceived by false idols and false gods to open their eyes to the truth of your son's death on the cross to save every one of God's children and to bring each one eternal life. Amen. Your beloved Mother. Mother of Salvation.